Haskell. Armadale, Melbourne, Australia. November 6, 1895. Elder Haskell, South Africa. Dear brother, we are at this time in our camp meeting having a feast of precious things. The word is presented in a most powerful manner. The Holy Spirit has been poured out upon Brother Prescott in great measure. Camp meeting has now been in session for 3 weeks last Thursday and will continue until next Tuesday. Brother Prescott has been bearing the burning words of truth, such as I have heard from some in 1844. The inspiration of the Spirit of God has been upon him. Unbelievers say, "These are the words of God. I never heard such things before." Every evening the tent is full, and even on weekdays there is an intense interest to come out and hear the truth. Sabbath was a remarkable day. I spoke to those assembled in the tent at 6:30 and read important matters as to how we should labor, not only to be blessed ourselves by seeking the Lord most earnestly, but to be a blessing to others, as we surely will be if we ourselves are drinking of the water of life. We will voice the words of Christ, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let him that heareth say, "Come," and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 17. It is essential that everyone should have a knowledge of the truth. The Lord has come very near to us and strengthened and blessed us. We have had the truth presented in clear lines. Brother Prescott has never had such power in preaching the truth as he has had since coming to this meeting. The unbelievers sit with their eyes riveted on him in amazement as the truth comes forth from his lips, vitalized by the Spirit of God. When I consider the responsibility resting upon all who hear this heaven-sent message, I tremble at the word of the Lord. Who will receive the message sent to them? Now is the time when the kingdom of heaven is proclaimed to all. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Verse 17. The parable of the 10 virgins is given to us that we may understand that there is an hour when the gates are closed. What then will be the condition of those who have neglected this great salvation? The parable declares the situation. They did not obtain oil in their vessels, the grace of God in their hearts, to replenish their lamps, that their light might shine forth to the world in good works. They did not suppose they would have any waiting, and did not provide themselves with oil to renew their lamps, so that they should burn brightly until the call should come. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Matthew 25, verse 6. They neglected to form characters after the divine similitude, and when the call came, it was too late to secure that fitness to join the procession. Probation was passed. There was no open door for them to enter. Now is our time to be hearers and doers of the Word of God. I must stop right where I am. We must move into another house today. By next mail, I will try and write more definitely in regard to the prospects here.